In 2016, destination magazines like National Geographic and Travel and Leisure named Richmond, Virginia, one of the top places to be. And a lot of this attention comes from the heart of the city, Belle Isle. This island is a popular site for swimming, biking, fishing, or just enjoying the beautiful scenery. But years ago, this place was a habitat for death and despair. Richmond native Olivia Trani has the story on Belle Isle's contradictions.
Okay, so we're on the north end of the island, just off the pedestrian bridge from Tredegar and the Richmond proper. A beautiful sunny day, and the place is, of course, hopping. We're just about underneath the US 1301, the Robert E. Lee Bridge, and looking at iron ruins.
John Koski is a historian for the American Civil War Museum. He walked across the bridge from his office to meet me on the island. On our left side are the rusted skeletons of steel mills.
To create, I think, parts for Chrysler airplanes during World War II.
In front of us, facing south, is a soccer field-sized stretch of grass where Union Army prisoners lived and died during the Civil War.
10,000 men, 9,500 in a camp designed for no more than 4,000. You can imagine what this place looked and smelled like.
Belle Isle has been a historical landmark for more than 400 years. The island is littered with artifacts. When crossing the river, you can see the rusted relics of old bridges. On the southern end are two buildings covered in ivy and graffiti, the leftovers of a 20th century power plant. Name any point of history, and Koski can connect it to Belle Isle.
Belle Isle in some ways presents a microcosm of, if not American history, of Richmond history.
Koski has spent the last few years researching the history of Belle Isle. And from this work, he's found that this island has seen more sorrow than solace.
And what's really striking is how much death there has been on and around this island. It's a place of life now, but it's a lot of people have drowned, of course. Also in these industries, a lot of people in the quarries killed in cave-ins, and a lot of maiming, shooting. And
on a warm, sunny day, though, this island hardly looks condemned, and Koski embraces the many contrasts that Belle Isle represents.
Sees you immediately. It's a beautiful place, but yet it's been a terribly ugly place. It's a place full of life, but it's a place that's been the place of death.
He was first inspired to write about Belle Isle while biking to work.
I started bicycle commuting over this island regularly in 1996. And sometime in 2013, I would stop off on the island every morning to read a couple of chapters of a book that a friend had given me. It was an environmental study called The Pleasant River. And it occurred to me one day that I should be doing something with the island, writing something similar, sort of a history of a place over time, a change of a place over time.
Belle Isle's newest change, though, is its diversity.
So, I mean, the biggest transition that we've seen in the park really has to do with demographic shifts.
Nathan Burrell is a superintendent for the James River Park System.
Yeah, because historically there you hadn't had a lot of Hispanic folks on mountain bikes. Well, now you're starting to see some. You hadn't seen a lot of African Americans swimming or paddling. Well, now you're starting to see that.
The main office where Burrell works is filled with animal bones and fish tanks, and from the window you can see a beaver hut. As a person who spends every day on the park trails, there are few people that know more about Belle Isle than Burrell, and he's seen everything.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, what kind of story are you looking for? Because there's crazy stuff that goes on out there. There's lots of crazy stuff that goes on.
Burrell would be the first to tell you that Belle Isle is visited by folks from all ages, races, and income levels.
There's maybe a homeless camp just over there that you maybe just can barely see. And then there's, a group of, people riding by on $5,000 to $10,000 bikes each,
As a part of his job, he works to make Belle Isle and the rest of the park system more accessible to people from all backgrounds.
But one of the biggest things that we've really been focused on are teaching our citizenry how to actually use the park. So teaching our citizens how to kayak and teaching them how to rock climb and how to mountain bike.
Belle Isle is Richmond's biggest gathering ground, and you don't need to work here to see that.
It's where all of Richmond goes. It's sort of the great leveler. It's every class and segment of Richmond society is here on a given day.
For WTBU News, this is Olivia Trani.